like the morning star. Your presence falls, I go down to my knees. My soul cries out in worship to thee. You come to me, my King, you are. Spirit so bright, you're the morning star. Your spirit falls, I drop down to my knees. My soul cries out in worship to thee. I tremble, Lord, before your truth. I tremble, Lord, before your love. I tremble, Lord, before your majesty. My soul cries out in worship to thee. Your presence falls, I go down to my knees. My soul cries out in worship to thee. You come to me, my King you are. Spirit so bright, you're the morning star. Your spirit falls, I drop down to my knees. My soul cries out in worship to thee.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And David, we just had a delightful conversation with Jim Higgins, and Jim, of course, always shares about the Lord, and we totally enjoy that, and I know our listeners do as well. We always get comments from people that call in, because he's... I just feel like, you know, it's grandfather, it's papa, you know.
Yeah,
he's a spiritual elder.
He is.
And he speaks with that kind of grace, that kind of love, and that kind of anointed impact, you know. It just touches our lives, and so we're totally blessed by that. But you're going to tell us about a matching funds challenge that he made.
Yes. Well, our brother Jim made a $2,000 matching funds challenge, which we are beginning right now, and
right now
will run until 12:30.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Right.
Yep. 1 o'clock.
So between now and 1 o'clock, every dollar that you pledge will be matched by Jim up to $2,000. So that's a great gift.
It's a great gift,
yeah.
Great gift. And Dave, if we end up in putting a program on, then the time gets stretched out, whatever the program is. So
right.
we have been preempting some of the programs because we've needed to. But $2,000 in matching funds coming in from Jim Higgins. And, Jim, we want to thank you for that matching funds challenge. And so that's going to run us right up till 1 o'clock. So thank you so very much. And so we're looking for your calls. We need your calls today. The number is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. And we just got a little mail, and the mail came at the right time. We can actually include this into our matching funds challenge. We have a little mail here today.
Yeah.
And
well, I got a from Marjorie in Coconut Creek, Florida.
Okay.
We have a one-time gift of $100. Thank you,
praise,
Marjorie.
Praise God. Praise God. So that's $100. And that's going to bring us to $1,900 remaining. Matching funds, and I have a gift from Hugh in Orlando.
Ah,
and we do get gifts from Orlando.
We do, yes.
Because people travel, you know, they drive, maybe they're working, and they drive through our through our listening area. And of course, if you're driving from the north to the south on the interstate, on the turnpike or on 95, you can listen to WCNO for a couple hours, 2-3 hours there, to one station, which is really kind of great. So Hugh is making a donation of $29 and by check, and we thank you, Hugh, for that donation. And so that means we're going to be $1,869. Does that sound right, David?
No.
You're
no. asking.
It's going to be $71.
Right.
1871. There we go. That sounds better.
That
you'll accept
better.
That.
I will.
Yeah. Okay.
I will.
1871. No. 1871.
All right.
There we go. It's 1871. That's it.
Okay.
It is are you going to check me out? $1,900 minus $29. You can do that. So we want to thank.
It is 1871.
1871. That, I was right the first time. How could I question myself?
I think I always do I don't always question you, but I question myself. Well, every now and then, Jonathan,
every now
I will
again,
question you.
Yeah, once in a while, we may get something right.
Yeah.
And so that number again is 888-221-8990. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. And, of course, we are on our way to our goal of $200,000, and we are working our way in that direction. We're right now just $86,756 away from having this fully met, and we have a $2,000 matching fund. So once we have raised this $2,000, then we will put in the $2,000, and that additional $2,000 will go into our income. So these two donations are going to go in. We're looking for the first call that's going to call us to join in with these two pieces of mail that we just received. Mail came in a bit ago. So we're going to be working our way through the mail this morning. Some we already had counted, David.
Yes.
Because some people, they've called in pledges and different things. We had to separate the mail out from the income that's new and the income that's been pledged.
Right.
So give us a call, 888-221-8990. And, of course, you can give on a local number, and that's 772-221-1100.
That is correct.
And that's pretty easy to remember, isn't it? 221-1100. If you're in the 772 area code. And then that 888 number is good from, we say anywhere. We're not sure. We were kind of exploring the discussion of maybe from the space station.
I think they could if they did a radio link up through Mission Control.
We would like to see that happen.
I'm sure they could do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen. That would be cool.
Even a dollar, pledged.
Yeah.
Don't even have to have a card. Just
yeah, just sure.
Say a dollar.
That
but we'll see.
That'd be awesome. It could happen.
could happen.
It could happen. And so, again, thank you for listening this morning. Keep your dial set at 89.9. We're going to go to another great song. This song is entitled Breathe Your Breath, Lord. And we want to thank those of you who have already given this season of Prayer and Share. This is Prayer and Share at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:14. We still are moving our way through the morning. David, give the phone numbers out because we have matching funds right now, $1,871 remaining in matching funds, and we are looking for your call. We're going to need a lot of people going to the phone, making that phone call. You know, you may say, well, I'd like to give more. I don't have too much to give. Whatever you have is going to be a blessing, and God will bless you for it, I'm sure.
Well, we have two numbers that I'm going to share with you. One is our toll-free number. That's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And then in the 772 area code, our local number is 221-1100. That's 221-1100. And we have some mail we're looking at today, and from Mark in Lake Worth, a one-time gift of $100. Thank you, Mark.
$100. Well, you're getting the 100s. I had $29 before, but we're thankful for everyone.
Oh, we are.
Cheryl and Carl from Royal Palm Beach with a $25 donation.
Wonderful.
So that's going to get added in as well. So thank you very much for the 25. I had 29 before, and that sort of challenged my math just a little. But
I would say.
Not a whole lot.
And it would have challenged Karen because it's not even.
Right, it's not even. That's true. So the $100, that's going to be a lot easier. So that brings us to 1771 in our matching funds remaining. And then we have a $25 gift that's going to come off of that. Let's give the numbers out one more time, Dave. I believe somebody's getting ready to make that call, and we need to keep these donations coming in this morning.
888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And we have remaining $1,746. $1,746. And we do not need to wait to the last minute.
No, no.
Though sometimes we do. This morning we were getting down to what, 15 minutes? And we still had like $1,600 or something to go in that matching fund. And then we had an angel that gave $2,000, cleared that out. That was a real blessing. Mm. And of course, now we have. Our dear friend Jim Higgins, who is making a $2,000 matching funds challenge. And we put on the clock to run this right up until 1 o'clock. It's already 11:15, so the time is flying along. And we are looking for your call. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart. And Jim made a challenge to businessmen and ladies, you're included as well, to trust God and make a generous donation, a pledge, make a pledge or a donation to this ministry, and looking for 100 businesses that will make a commitment to give $1,000 to this ministry. And that certainly would help us a great deal, David, if we had 100 businesses step up and do that. And so, you know, Jim understands this. Jim's a giver. His company is, you know, they give. And they give several fold, so not just the $1,000. But if you own a business or you have owned a business and, you know, God has blessed you and you're able to do that, I believe we're going to end up with a 100 trust fund. It's going to be 100 businessmen who are trusting God with $1,000. With this radio station to see what God is going to do.
Amen.
And we're just going to call that the $100 Trust Fund. And that is 100 business individuals trusting God
for
$1,000 to be given to this ministry. And, you know, you can make that as a pledge. You could make that as a donation. And if you make it as a pledge, you're believing that God is going to take care of you and you're going to have the means to take care of it.
That's right.
And a pledge is fine. A pledge is fine. And, you know, we have people that give by pledging all the time, and it's a tremendous blessing. But maybe God has called you to be a part of the 100 Trust Fund. And we're looking for business owners or retired business owners who want to trust God with $1,000 given to this ministry to build a solid foundation base. Now, we do have Gideon's Army, and that's $1 a day. And maybe that's what God would call you to. And we are building Gideon's Army. We're looking for 300 that will say with $1 a day, I'm going to pray. Giving $1 a day, I'm going to pray for WCNO, and I'm going to believe with WCNO for a great increase of impact, ministry impact. And we're praying for more souls. We're praying for the opportunity to reach out to more people, to reach more of Florida, to touch more lives for the glory of God. So Join us today. The number is 888-221-8990. We have $1,746 remaining in the matching funds that Jim made, and we have, I see phone lines lit up here, but I believe we may have another one. There may be at least one more phone line that you could call in on. That number is 888-221-8990, and we don't need to wait until 1 o'clock to finish this off. We can go ahead and clear out these matching funds right away. Maybe we can do it by lunchtime. That would be awesome. We have a little time here to take your calls. Give us a call, 888-221-8990. And so I really believe, as Jim was talking this morning, I was just sensing that God is calling some of our business owners to step out. And, of course, now we have David, you're going to have to read this. You know, I'm just overwhelmed by this lady's love for the Lord and her support of this ministry. And, you know, she is just faithful, faithful, faithful. And this is awesome.
This is our sister Valerie in Lake Worth, and she called in a one-time gift of $500.
Praise God.
On top of the many other gifts.
The many other gifts she's already given. So, and here's another caller calling in, and someone else may be wanting to do the same thing Valerie's doing today. Valerie from Lake Worth. With this $500. Valerie, thank you so much. That means we now have $1,246. If my math is correct, and I believe it is. I haven't grabbed the calculator yet, but I'm keeping it right here just in case. Let's get the numbers out again, David, because this is an exciting time. You know, Jim always challenges us.
He does.
And his challenge is always to get right with God. You know, Jim is always, he is focused like a laser. We've got to bring people to Jesus, that, you know, time is short. And he was talking about heaven. He was talking about hell this morning when he called in. And he said there's only two places. And so whether, you know, regardless of what your religious background is, your denominational background is, we need to just maybe look at what's really important. And that is the question. Are you a Christian? Is Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Are you born again? Do you have the assurance that if you were to die at this moment, that God would accept you into heaven for eternity? And if so, what is the basis of that belief? David, let's give the numbers out.
All right. You can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the local area, the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
And this is exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, here is Miss Valerie making a $500 matching. She's given into this matching fund. Mm-hmm. So her funds is being matched up with Jim Higgins. And immediately following, Sharon from Vero Beach. Thank God for Vero Beach. We have a lot of friends up there.
We do.
And Sharon from Vero Beach making a $30 a month. That's a Gideon's Army. That's a dollar a day.
That's right.
$30 a month for the next 6 months. That is $180. And so we are going to deduct that. And that's going to bring us to $1,066. Jim, thank you very much for getting this started, because we needed a start, didn't we?
We sure did. A start. And primed the pump.
It primed the pump. It certainly did. And we're moving along. Yeah. Here is Florence and Leon. And, you know, this is the beauty of the body of Christ. Whether it's, you know, whether it's someone that's dropping the two pennies in, and God looks at that and says, amen. Jesus said, take note of that. You know, that lady's, she's given all that she has. Or, you know, we give as God has given to us. And the word says to give out of what we've received. And here is Florence and Leon giving. They're from West Palm Beach making a $100 donation. That is going to get matched up. That's matching funds. And so that's going to bring us to $966. But wait. We have another. There is more. And we have Sabrina. Yeah. I like that name. I don't know why I like Sabrina. It's a beautiful name. If God blessed me with a daughter, which I don't know, I would have to be an Abraham and Sarah, you know, to have yeah, a daughter at this point, which my wife, she's not necessarily cooperative with that thought, you know, but
mine isn't either.
Yeah. Yours isn't either. But, you know, we have two boys and we love them. We adopted our boys. But Sabrina, I think that's a beautiful name. I don't know what it means, but Sabrina from Palm Beach making a $50 donation. Sabrina, we want to thank you for your wonderful gift this morning. And that is going to bring us to 916 dollars, $916 remaining in matching funds. And so, David, let's get the numbers out one more time. We do have phone lines that are now open because we just had a number of calls kind of all at one time, but we have room for your call right now. Call us and let us know what you're going to be giving this morning to keep WCNO Christian Radio coming to you and going out over the state of Florida.
Okay, you can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, we are reachable at 221-1100. That is 221-1100.
So with the numbers given out, of course, just to remind you, you can go to WCNO.com. WCNO.com, and you can give there, and you can also leave us a prayer request, a praise report. If you want to do that, you could leave both on that prayer request form. And you could also, if you so choose, and we have more and more people that are desiring to use texting, so you could text a gift. You can text text WCNO to 24365. And you can remember that by 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year, 24365. So text WCNO to 24365. And there you can give whatever you want to give. You can have a lot of flexibility with how you want to do that, if you want to make a monthly donation or one-time gift or whatever the Lord puts on your heart. And together, God is meeting all of our needs, and all I can say is to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Great things he has done. Well, I'm going to enter all these most recent gifts into our computer software so we know exactly where we are with our totals. And go ahead and give us a call. Phone lines are open right now, 888-221-8990. And we have $916 remaining in matching funds, thanks to Jim Higgins. Jim, thank you so much for your faithfulness to the Lord and your testimony. His testimony is powerful. He started talking about that little baby that could fit in a shoebox.
Yeah, yeah. That was...
Powerful.
Oh,
powerful.
What God does...
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Through prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you think about how many lives are lost today through abortion, mm-hmm. and how God has preserved so many lives. Even with everything that's taken place, God still preserves so many lives. And I've heard some people share that the doctor had recommended that they be aborted because of some problem or whatever. But here's a brother, you know, I guess he wasn't put on the whiskey diet. That was kind of humorous, his talking about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
fortunately.
Can you imagine? I mean, baby developing a taste maybe for alcohol. Well, I don't know about that. But Jim said his grandparents, they prayed.
They prayed. Yep.
And God heard their prayer. And, you know, God delivered him. And, of course, today he's here making a matching funds challenge, $2,000. $916 remaining of that. Give us a call, 888-221-8990. There's the phone ringing. We have another line that's open still. Give us a call, 888-221-8990. Let us know what the Lord would put on your heart to give. Yesterday, someone gave $21. And... I'm looking at the donations, you know, as they're coming in, and I saw the $21, and I'm thinking how Karen likes numbers to be round. I'm thinking, well, I wonder why somebody gave $21. And then I realized that's what was left to round the number out to take care of a matching fund, that $21.
Oh, okay.
And so our people are listening.
They are.
They're listening. Some of them may have a pen and a pad of paper like I have. You may not have a little control board here, sound board, and you may not have a computer sitting right next to you, but you may. And so stay with us today. Keep your dial set 89.9. Follow along. You might be listening on your app. And we need to talk about the apps. We have an Android app. We have an Apple app. So you can listen to WCNO. Take us with you anywhere in the United States. Any place you have internet, you can pull us up. And so we have more and more people that are listening, even when they fly north, the snowbirds.
That's right.
And they're saying WCNO is unique, and we love to support our good news station. Give us a call, 888-221-8990.
Now reveal.
And we are back. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 11:34, according to our little ticker here. And David, it's not quite lunchtime yet, so I don't want to hear any stomachs growling.
I told my stomach not to do that.
No growling, so right. We don't want to interrupt what's getting ready to happen. Well, one of the wonderful aspects of our ministry is that we have ministry partners, and Women's Refuge of Vero Beach is one of our ministry partners, and they do an absolutely amazing job ministering not only to women, though the name carries with it Women's Refuge, but to the entire family. And I believe I have the key staff with me right now. Are you ladies able to hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Wonderful.
Fantastic. That is great. And so Women's Refuge, of course, we have listeners every time you come on air that may have just heard your spots. They may not really know what you do. So who is going to kind of give us a thumbnail overview of what Women's Refuge of Vero Beach is all about? And then I know there are some other things. I'm sure you have some fundraisers. I believe we may have, a testimony. We have a lot of good things ahead.
Wonderful, John. This is Diane Ludwig, the Executive Director of the Women's Refuge. Thank you so much for having us this morning. We wanted to spread the great news what the Women's Refuge offers. We have a Christian residential program for women ages 18 on up, and we also offer a biblical counseling center to men, women, and families. The residential program is open to women who have really suffered losses in their life, loss of a loved one, a traumatic divorce, PTSD, and we get a lot of women who are suffering from anxiety or depression. We do believe in having them be on some medication, perhaps for a season in their life, and we have a Christian psychologist, a psychiatrist, who is on our advisory board. But we've got a very structured program. We've got beautiful campus here in Vero Beach, and we can hold up to 8 ladies in our immediate residence. And then we also have a internship program, which extends for 2 years. So a woman can come from anywhere from 2 weeks, up to 9 months. And then when she graduates from that program, she has an opportunity to stay an additional 15 months for a total of 2 years. That's our brief overview of what we offer. It's a place where women can get hope and help and healing from these difficult life circumstances that have found them at a place where they just can't move forward in their life, that they are stuck, and gives them a chance to have a real renewal in their lives with their relationship with Christ and others.
Diane, you speak with passion about this ministry. How did you end up being in this capacity as the executive director? How did God work in your life to bring you to this place?
John, I'd say about 8 or 9 years ago, I was having a really difficult time in my marriage, and I was really on the verge of divorce. And I came for counseling, and I got plugged in to some of the support groups that the Women's Refuge offers, as well as counseling. And one thing led to another, and over a period of time, I was able to volunteer my time. And then they asked me to be on staff, and I had an opportunity to serve in a couple of different areas of the refuge, like public relations, office help. And you know what happens when you stick around for a long time, John?
People
put you in charge of things.
Well, but they do that, but what I'm hearing is, I've always heard this, that hurting people hurt people, but healed people bring healing to people. And it sounds to me like maybe that's part of what's happening there.
Every day, and I don't say this flippantly, but we have front row seats to miracles every day here.
I love it.
When we see a woman really grasping hold of her identity in Christ and realizing who she is and the power of the Holy Spirit in her life and able to change her life for the better, oh my goodness, we just see their countenance change. We see their attitudes change. We see the light come on in their eyes. I know the ladies sitting here with me can agree with me, and Carol's going to share that in just a few minutes, what happened to her in her journey.
This is tremendous. Let's give the phone number, web page, whatever other contacts out, so people who are listening can get that information and get a hold of you all.
Our phone number is 772-770-4424. And our website, you're just going to go to Women's Refuge VB, that's V like Victor, B like Boy, .org. So that's Women's with an E, Women's Refuge VB.org.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so we have been playing spots, and I know that people in our entire listening audience are excited to hear from you all firsthand today. What is the message you want to get out? I know that we have Carol. Is Carol going to be sharing some with us, a little piece about her God story?
Answer, you can answer.
Yes, I will when they ask me to.
Okay.
Are you asking?
I'm asking. I know that when we have an opportunity to get together, that you all are always organized, and there's certain things God's put on your heart. I know you have events coming up, and so I know we want to cover all of those. But how do we want to? Where do we want to go next?
Hi, John. This is Brenda Spassato, Director
hey, Brenda.
Of Development.
Hey,
hello.
Good to talk.
And you asked a very good question. I just wanted to answer that for the listening audience. You said, "What is the reason? You know, what is the message that we want to get across?"
That's it.
Number one is that Jesus is alive.
I love it.
Today, and another one is that there is help out there. You are not alone. We have gone through a very traumatic year, 2020. Was a devastating year for many people emotionally and mentally. And the Women's Refuge is here for those that are experiencing any kind
Amen.
Of trauma.
Mm.
The trauma from a job loss, the trauma from a death in their family, the trauma from abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse. Please call us, 772-770-4424. Find out how you can get plugged in. Get a virtual counseling session. Come drive to us and come see the campus. Please know that Jesus is alive. He wants you to get well. You don't have to do this by yourself.
Awesome. Help, hope,
and I'm
going to
introduce one of our most amazing staff members that we have. She's an overcomer. An overcomer, I mean, she has overcome. And you'll hear a little bit of her story. It's going to really impact you, because today she smiles. Today she rejoices that God is putting her, walking with her in her purpose, even through the trauma that she's faced.
Fantastic. And this must be Carol.
Hi.
Yes, hi there, Carol.
How are you? I am doing well. Thank you. I want to thank you for allowing us to share God's ministry with others out there, to just let them know they're not alone, that they don't have to continue to suffer and hurt and without hope. Because in this world, while we're here, we're going to hurt and we might suffer, but it's not without hope when we know, you know, Christ, when we keep
Amen.
Our eye on the Lord. So my journey started 10 years ago. Actually, I keep forgetting years added. My journey started like 13 years ago. Sadly, I had lost my second child, my 17-year-old daughter. Talk about hurting, and you were saying about, I spent 20 years hurting.
Mm.
So you can imagine along those 20 years, there was a lot of, you know, hurting others too. So about 11, 12 years ago, my daughter had passed away, and I found out about this place through a young lady from church who knew someone that came here, because, you know, like we have like leadership conferences. And they shared this with me about this place in Vero Beach that I could go to. So I came, and as you can imagine, I was hurt, because now this is the second child that I have lost. And I'm a believer. It's not like I didn't know Christ, but at this point, I was very angry with the Lord. I was convinced God hated me, and I felt abandoned by the Lord. And so I came here. 10 years ago, I stayed for 3 months, got a lot of healing, went back into my community. You know, everything that I was taught here, I shared it with my community. Because you talked about, you know, that's one of the things we like doing here. We like to, what we give to the women here, or the families, whoever, that they can take it out to the community, that they can take it out to their home, and healing can begin there too. And so everything was great 10 years ago. Then about 3 years ago, my mom, her cancer came back, and it was horrendous. I knew that the Lord would heal her. He could. I just didn't, that wasn't my thinking. But anyway, I called and I spoke to Diane, Donna, and I told her I needed to come back, because now I'm terrified again. I'm losing the closest person to me, my mother. I just knew that I needed to go to the Women's Refuge. So I came back. I came 3 years ago. I ended up staying, you know, for the second and third phase of the Women's Refuge, not even thinking. I just knew I was trusting in the Lord in this whole process. And then they asked me if I would consider doing that internship, which that internship, you stay another 15 months. And I want to tell you, John, in this process, as I'm here, you know, healing and doing my, you know, my relationship with the Lord, I'm driving every weekend to Miami. I'm driving every weekend watching my mother slowly die before my eyes. Mm. My mom's a believer, so I was also able to watch her relationship with the Lord. Mm. It was extraordinary, is all I can say. So I want to say now May is going to be 2 years that my mom passed away from cancer. The day of my graduation, she wasn't there, but my other family was there, and which was awesome, because during this whole process, God was doing a lot of restoration in my family. And they were here for me, which was a beautiful day. And I mean, I don't know, eventually I got asked to come on staff, and you know, now I do the bookkeeping here. And I would have never imagined, you know, all these 20 years of just hurting and hurting, that now, these last 3 or 4 years, all this healing that I have received, you know, I'm able to share it with others. And, you know, John, one more thing. So, talking about the Lord and restoration, and because that's what we do here at the Women's Refuge, help restore relationships. My dad, someone who I didn't even have a relationship with growing up, came back into my life. And it's funny, today he moved like a month ago to Vero Beach. And today my dad lives under my apartment, in the apartment below me.
Oh, wow.
You know, talk about how God works, because Brenda brought up about the 2020. Let me tell you, that was a hard time. A lot of people suffered a lot, had a lot of loss.
Right.
And also loneliness. And I remember being alone at one point and crying to God. And God reminded me that he would never leave me nor forsake me.
Yep.
But yet God knew that he was sending my father down the road. I didn't know it, but he did.
Wow.
And yeah, like Brenda says, today I have joy in my life.
Awesome.
I have hope.
Awesome.
And I'm going to start soon. I'm doing counseling program we're doing. So now they got me in that. It's too
much. There it is. Yeah.
So what happened? So what's going to happen in the counseling training that she's going to receive? She's going to be able to get certified as a biblical counselor, and she's going to be able to be a Spanish-speaking counselor here in our campus.
Wow.
God is so good, and be able to give back to our community in that
Isn't
way.
Isn't that awesome? That is fantastic. Wow, what a story. What a story. Just thinking about all of the things that can hurt you. A lot of that was there, but to have God put the pieces back together so that you can actually minister out of all of that healing to others. That's beautiful. That's powerful. That's powerful. Powerful.
John, this is Diane. I wanted to just interject, if I could. The founder of the Women's Refuge, Donna Robart, was a nurse many years ago, and she served in psychiatric wards, and she saw a lot of women who didn't need to be there or didn't have a place to go once they left there. And really the basis started is helping people with mental health issues from a biblical perspective. So I'm just pinpointing this because Carol could have been one of those women
yes.
to end up in an institution, lost in a dark place, never to see the light in the of day, so to speak, again, without hope. And this is exactly the kind of women that we want to minister to. And yes, she's got a really powerful, deep testimony, but it could be just someone who's driving right now, is listening to us, and just really like, I can't even get out of bed today. I can't even manage my household. It doesn't have to be horrific, but if you're stuck in a place where you just can't move forward anymore and you need some help, this is exactly what we want to do, is reach out and help you where you're at to move forward in your life, be victorious, and not be in bondage anymore to these difficult life circumstances.
Well, that is tremendous. And, you know, you're in Vero Beach. People are listening down in Fort Lauderdale right now, and they're listening up in Melbourne and over around Lake Okeechobee and even over in the western islands of the Bahamas. And so, you know, what you're offering is an opportunity for someone to have a new life. I mean, this is being born again, that's a start. But a lot of the junk that sometimes has attached itself to us is part of that. To me, I always see this as, okay, I'm born again. He brought me out of the, you know, I'm in the kingdom now. I'm in the kingdom. But I still may have some stinking thinking. I may have some rotten, lethal relationships. And they're toxic. I may have some habits that still are controlling in my life. And so there is a journey to freedom that you're talking about that is available for every person. And what better place? How do people connect
absolutely.
Again with you?
Women's Refuge, VB.org. That's www.womensrefugevb.org. I wanted to just make a quick point.
Okay.
Did you know that $25 a month can really impact a life? And so how you can help? $100 will provide one resident one day of certified counseling, Christian curriculum, support groups, food, housing, and more for those that are staying on campus. A $50 donation will also provide a family counseling session for a family that's in need. So today you can go right to our website and make that donation and make it an ongoing donation. $25, $50, $100, but that tangible $25 makes such a big difference. Think about it. That's a trip to Starbucks. That's a trip to McDonald's or you know, little trips that you can take away and then make a difference with that. Also, to apply to the program, just go to our website, womensrefugevb.org, and go to the residential section. On there, there's a way you can download the application and fill it out. Send it to us. I would encourage you to, whoever is listening that wants to make a phone call and speak to someone, we will have a trained counselor call you back and interview you today if you want it to. Don't wait one more minute. Don't wait another minute. Call us, 772-770-4424, and get the healing that you need.
Amen. That is awesome. And, you know, we're in the midst of prayer and share, which is a time where we raise resources for our station. But so many of us in the body of Christ that God has healed, God has restored, are in a place where we can give to different things. And so Women's Refuge, you know, my wife and I, we give to several different things. This is an area where, you know, I want to be in prayer with my wife about, because, you know, we have the kids, we have the Teen Challenge, we have the CareNet Pregnancy, and some other organizations, along with, you know, building funds and tithe and all of those things. And someone may be listening to me saying, I can't do all of this stuff, you know, and WCNO is part of what we give to, too. But, you know, there was a day when I could not even imagine paying my tithe. But God has given us favor and wisdom over the years to where we can actually sow into several fields and know that God is using the little that we can give. And sometimes people say, well, I can't do a whole lot, but maybe you can do something, as you said, whether it's a 25 a month or 100 or something, to help build the kingdom and build health and healing. And here we have the story now. Carol is ministering to others, and so that is absolutely fantastic. Well, what else do you want to say to our listening audience today before we close this time down?
I wanted to mention about our appearances that we can make to your women's group. So we've made, before 2020 happened, we used to travel to various churches, women's ministry. We go down to Miami, Tampa, Lauderdale, anywhere around Florida. We go in groups. We share the hope that is happening here at the Women's Refuge. So if you're listening and you're the head of a women's group or you're a part of a church somewhere that you really feel that this is a ministry that you want to learn more about, you don't not only go to our website, but call us so we can make arrangements so you can have part of our leadership go out and maybe do the same thing that we're doing over the radio, but share a testimony and bring you more tools that you can share with your congregation. One area that's happening in our department is the Spring Bike Ride Challenge. It's a virtual event that is taking place for the month of April, and we wanted to encourage those that are listening, with a $25 registration fee, you can bike up to 500 miles and automatically enter the chance to win fun, exciting raffle prizes and awards. We are currently looking at only a few weeks left in the month, so we're really encouraging those that like to ride their bikes. Just go to our website, womensrefugevb.org, click on the events page. It'll take you directly to the registration site and log in your miles. If you want to take your challenge up a notch, you can actually donate $1 per mile. In addition to your 25 base fee registration, you can give more. So please visit our website. You'll get tons of information there. You'll be able to watch a video, testimonies, and we're just excited with what God is going to bring this year.
You don't have to ride 500 miles. You can ride 5 if you want.
I was actually told by some bicycle enthusiasts who might not be sitting in this room that a lot of bikers bicyclists love to ride their bikes up to 100 miles per week, and I was like lost for words. I was like, there's just no way that somebody can ride that many miles. And of course they said, you don't know. There are people out there that love to cycle.
Excellent. Right. Well, I love the high energy. I love the God focus. I love the testimony. I love all of this, and I know our listeners do as well. And I'm just wondering how I have been down here and, you know, on the Treasure Coast for so many years and didn't really meet you gals until, you know, God put our paths across one another's so we could lift Jesus up together and lift up each other's arms. But I am thrilled to have made this acquaintance and for us to have this partnership. I want to thank you all for your partnership with WCNO. And incidentally, this is in part how we are on the air, because ministry partners just like you all give us an opportunity to be on air 24/7 and at the same time to promote the King and the Kingdom through your ministries. And as you do that with us, it helps us cover our expenses. So thank you so much, Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, for your partnership with WCNO, because that brings directly into our budget operating funds. Amen. And that is a tremendous blessing. Will you all promise to keep us posted and be available to come back on air in the near future as you continue to grow and go forward?
Absolutely, John, and we're so blessed to be part of WCNO, and thank you for the opportunity for us to share this wonderful ministry that the Lord has orchestrated.
Awesome.
John, I want to thank you as well for the work that you do, bringing the good news to millions of people.
Amen.
We do this together, and we join forces as one. And so, yes, it is a privilege and an honor to be able to sow back into your ministry and join forces in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. One of these days, there's going to